today's international report, we're staying in Ukraine, where in 2014, the Ukrainian Euromaidan Revolution, also known as the Revolution of Dignity, saw thousands of people take to the streets denouncing the kleptocratic government of then-president Viktor Yanukovych. But power remains concentrated among a handful of oligarchic elites. So it's no surprise that voters name corruption as one of the three biggest problems in Ukraine. Attacks against civil society activists who expose corruption scandals are frequent and often go unpunished, as the culprits are rarely found. In recent months, Ukrainian investigative journalists reported being followed, monitored, and assaulted. And last year, Katerina Handzyuk, an anti-corruption activist and civil rights campaigner, died as a result of an acid attack. In the second part of a five-part series ahead of Ukraine's presidential elections, Philip Warwick looks at the endemic issue of corruption.
I mean, we saw in that report corruption taking place firsthand with undercover reporting.
Ukraine is the second most corrupt country in Europe. That's according to Transparency International, an anti-corruption watchdog. The most corrupt in Europe is Russia. According to the organization's 2018 Corruption Perception Index, Ukraine ranks 120 out of 180 countries, sharing the position with Liberia and Mali. 5 years since the Revolution of Dignity took hold in the country's capital, Kiev, Ukraine regional researcher for Amnesty International, Krasimir Yankov, says the criminal justice system has pretty much remained the same.
We see that, unfortunately, the Ukrainian criminal justice system, including its anti-corruption part, is not living up to the test that it's facing in these challenging times for Ukraine. And the main reason for that is that the system was not illustrated. People from the previous generations and the previous institutions remained in place. They were not in any way removed or changed.
According to the United States Agency for International Development, the main causes of corruption in Ukraine are due to a weak legal system and, most of all, an opaque government system with close oligarchic political connections. Krasimir Yankov elaborates.
That's the reason why the system has failed to reform itself, because the people who are supposed to reform it are the same people who were there before, and it's not in their interest to do it.
Over the past few years, Ukrainians have grown despondent following the numerous corruption scandals tied to the country's elite. In terms of reporting corruption at work, while some Ukrainians are afraid of the consequences, the vast majority believe it would not make any difference. Krasimir explains why the Ukrainian voters feel let down by those who govern in their name.
People see that the level of the corruption is the same or if not higher as before. The level of abuse of power is the same if not higher than before. And a lot of people are simply thinking that their opinion and their voice doesn't matter. So they have moved away and they have become once again the silent majority.
Да, ну а вы знаете, честно говоря, последнее время, признаюсь, да, последнее время я живу в кошмаре.
Leading the Ukrainian presidential race is political newcomer, actor and comedian Volodymyr Zelensky, with his anti-establishment and anti-corruption platform. While voters might be swayed by Zelensky's campaign rhetoric, many ordinary voters feel Ukraine is still a mess 5 years on. Wojciech Konyonchuk heads the Department for Ukraine at the Warsaw-based think tank Center for Eastern Studies. He explains some of the fixes needed to halt Ukraine's endemic corruption.
First, you have to have independent anti-corruption prosecutor office. This anti-corruption prosecutor office was created a few years ago, but the problem is that it's not independent. The only independent institution in Ukraine at the moment is the NABU. And it's the problem from the point of view of politicians.
The NABU, also known as the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, was created with the help of the US government and is a law enforcement agency which investigates corruption and prepares cases for prosecution. When the NABU was created in 2015, on the wave of the revolution, President Poroshenko was widely praised for his efforts. Nonetheless, Wojciech explains the threat that the NABU poses to Ukrainian politicians and oligarchs, including the president himself.
But the problem is that from the point of view of almost all political class, Nabu is a threat, and they do everything to stop the Nabu and to stop the operation of Nabu.
We were able to disclose the public registries. So
corruption activities among Ukraine's local and regional authorities have been uncovered by anti-corruption activist campaigners and investigative journalists. Andrei Dikhtyarenko, editor-in-chief of Realna Gazeta, one of Ukraine's independent news outlets, believes that investigative journalism and the country's independent press continue to play a vital role in detecting the abuse of power among politicians and oligarchs.
There is a caste who represents the untouchable elites, and then there's the rest of Ukrainian society. These elites are engaged in illegal business activities and threaten people who try to stop them and their activities, while at the same time they are immune from prosecution. This is a terrible situation, which one way or another needs to change.
Померла відома активістка та радниця міського голови Херсона Катерина Гандзюк. Наприкінці липня її облили сірчаною кислотою.
Over the past year, investigative journalists report being followed, monitored and assaulted. Anti-corruption activist and civil rights campaigner Katarina Gandzyuk, who exposed corruption in her hometown of Kherson in southern Ukraine, was attacked with sulfuric acid in July 2018. She died from her injuries last November. Does Andrei think civil activists and journalists will continue to be targeted in Ukraine?
Да. К сожалению, да. Но другого пути нет. Вот, например,
unfortunately, yes. There is no other way. People who choose to become investigative journalists, who choose this path as their profession, are very motivated. They feel it's their mission. As an occupation, it is certainly dangerous. The system will resist and does not want to become transparent or remedied in any way.
President Petro Poroshenko attempted to block moves to introduce reform.
The latest scandal to hit President Poroshenko involves the president's former business partner and top national security official of embezzling millions of dollars from state-owned defense enterprises in a time of war. Since the 2014 Revolution of Dignity, no major figure has been jailed for corruption. Compromised members of the legal system, such as judges and prosecutors, remain in place. And many of those responsible for targeting attacks on activists and journalists remain free. Philip Warwick, Firefly, Kiev, Ukraine.